Philippe Payne's art studio is in his garage. He lives on the border of Clayton and Trotwood with his wife Sonia and their children. Like many people in Trotwood, Philippe is trying to figure out what's next for his family after losing a steady manufacturing income. He says that art gives him a chance to show his children that even though you're out of work, you can still make a contribution.
You know, I'm doing something with my two hands on the creative side, and people are interested in what I have to offer. Now, it's not on a mass production scale of factory, but it is something that I can still deliver and feel reward because somebody was interested enough to purchase or, you know, even just revel and look at what I designed or created.
Philippe makes glass mosaics. They're large, about 4 feet tall, and are made of shards of old mirrors and other recycled materials mounted on dark reflective glass. There are lots of curves and movement. Many images feature women and nature. In one piece, a woman in a red dress has her arms raised under a sky of dark clouds. It's called Wind Dancer.
Somebody finally feeling released and just letting the wind take them away and just really embracing life, but having no fear of anything because there's a vortex atop of that, which could basically suggest trouble or getting through trouble or you're in the midst of trouble.
Art has given Philippe a creative outlet, but it's also taught him about business. Things like contracts, insurance, and even the proper way to transport your work, which he learned the hard way when preparing for his first art show.
I gathered everything up, and we had a Dodge minivan at that time. And I went down there, and I had no idea I needed more bubble wrap. So I had a few pieces break on me on my way down to Sharonville from Dayton.
But the pieces that survived were met with positive reviews. And since then, Philippe's work has appeared in downtown Dayton as part of the Activated Spaces program and at several newer businesses like Delish and Butebox. Philippe's part of a growing community of artists and entrepreneurs in the Miami Valley. It feels like something important is happening.
It's almost like a Harlem Renaissance in a way. We're getting more of a cultural, artistic boom that's going on, and I definitely want to be a part of that because I enjoy the artistic side of things, and this is where I think people need to be and need to be aware of because they're going to do good things here in the area.
Becoming an artist has been fulfilling. Philippe sold some of his work, but it's not paying the bills. Because he has a family to support, Philippe's enrolled in Sinclair Community College's aviation program. He wants to find the same kind of satisfaction in his job as he does with art.
What I was doing before was what I must do as a male individual, father, and husband, and that was work. Now I have a chance to go into a path of a career and enjoy what I do.
Aviation appeals to Philippe because it's like art. There's room for innovation and creative thinking. If all goes according to plan, he'll graduate from Sinclair next year. Then he'll have to find a job, and that could take him away from the Miami Valley.
I know that in aviation, it can take you all over the world, and opportunity can be anywhere, and I don't want to cheat myself out of that as long as my family's ready for that.
Philippe's in the early part of his Sinclair education. He's taking basic courses right now, but soon he'll be making decisions about courses that will influence his future job options. When he graduates, he'll be one of over 4,000 job seekers in Ohio. But Philippe remains upbeat about his future.
Yeah, we're going to eat some bologna and beans for a while, but in time, it'll all be behind us.
For WYSO, I'm Juliette Frumholt.